friends. My name is Amanda Kidd, and welcome to the first ever episode of a little podcast I'm calling Losing Time, which is based off of a story that I've been working on for about 2 years now. The reason why I am doing it in a podcast form rather than doing it in a book form is because I'm a little too afraid to publish the story as is right now, and hoping that in doing the podcast, I'll be able to make the story better. I'm also kind of hoping that if this takes off, I could publish physical copies of the book. So it'd be like, Losing Time, as heard on the Losing Time podcast. I don't know, maybe something like that. And another thing I would love to do, and I would love to be able to accomplish in the podcast setting, is getting to put more of the author's intent into the story. Because I know when authors publish books, a lot of the time it's up for interpretation. And I just thought this would be a cool opportunity to kind of be able to give the author's intent and the author's perspective and like where the author was thinking when they wrote a certain line or a certain dialogue. And so I'm hoping this would be a cool experience. And I want to introduce you to our main character. But before I do that, I just want to take a moment to say thank you for listening to this podcast. It really means a lot. Like I said, the story has been a passion project for about 2 years now, and this is the way I feel most comfortable putting it out into the world. So I really appreciate your support, and here we go. I want to introduce you to our main character. Her name is Elle Rich. She is 23 years old. She lives in LA. She's going to college, but the college she goes to isn't really important, so it doesn't matter. And she lives a fairly average life. She's emotional, dramatic, and kind of annoying, but has a really good heart. And that's all that I'm going to tell you for now. You will learn more as we go. So let's just dive right into chapter 1 of Losing Time. Elle slammed her face onto a throw pillow in frustration. Why in the world was it so hard to find a stupid job? Why don't people call you back faster? Especially when there's a giant, "We're hiring" sign in their front window. Additionally, why was it so hard to keep a job? Bosses are just too picky and will call you unreliable for taking a week off. How's that even fair? Why do I have to work there for a long time in order to earn time off? I tried to tell you I couldn't work that week, but you wouldn't listen. Elle sighed in frustration and then released a small scream into the throw pillow, huffing loudly. My life is going just wonderful, she said aloud to no one but herself. Fired from my job after a whole 5 days? No boyfriend? $28 in my bank account, and I'm not even allowed to have a dog in this stupid apartment. Not that she was in a position to take care of a dog. She could barely even take care of herself. Tears fell down her cheeks as she moved her laptop to the side in disappointment. Why can't something go right for me just once? She yelled in the pathetically empty living room, consisting of only a small couch, a beanbag chair, and a coffee table that was actually just a box, as well as her laptop that sometimes doubled as a TV. She let out one more frustrated scream before deciding that she should eat before this temper tantrum ended with her breaking the coffee table. As she walked into the kitchen, her brain began to drift into an imaginary world where her best friend didn't live across the country and she could live in a house with other people who were willing to go out and do fun things, such as mini golf or laser tag. As she drank her milk straight from the jug, a thought occurred to her. Why don't I try to find a roommate? To which she almost blew milk out her nose because the idea of living with another human being was hilarious. She could only tolerate her best friend Cassandra, and even then they would get into massive fights after they spent more than a week together. But no worries, they still loved each other dearly. Besides, knowing Elle's luck, she would end up getting a roommate that was like a secret spy or a murderer or maybe even like a Ted Bundy type. After a quick FaceTime with Cassandra, Elle decided to climb into bed and wallow in her self-pity. Until she fell asleep, that is. As she tried to wallow and feel bad for herself, the idea of a roommate kept popping into her mind. No, we are not doing that, she said out loud as if she were speaking to the apartment and it could listen to her. She snapped her eyes tightly shut and tried her best to distract her mind so that she could at least fall asleep. Elle woke up the next morning feeling exhausted and was convinced she hadn't gotten any sleep the night before. Her blanket had ended up on the floor due to her tossing and turning. And on a hopefully related note, her shirt was on backwards, which it had not been when she fell asleep. After a grungy feeling shower and swiping her teeth with her toothbrush, she softly padded into her living room, where the rays of sunshine were slipping through the small cracks in her curtains. She assumed her normal place on the love seat and shot a dirty glare at her laptop. It was the same one she had owned for at least a year, and she was convinced it was cursed. It would never connect to a printer, which meant countless trips to the library and at least $20 a month on printer fees. And on top of that, the dumb computer shut down almost every time she was almost finished with her paper, which created this deeply ingrained paranoia within Elle. It forced her to feel like she had to save her paper basically after every other word, which she would admit was probably a bit excessive. She was muttering a string of curses at her laptop when she heard a loud knocking at the door. "We're not done here," she mumbled to the infernal device as she walked over to the door, shooting a quick look at the laptop. Slowly she opened it and felt her heart crap its pants. "Nikolai! Great to see you, man! How are the kids?" Nikolai happened to be her sweet yet moderately scary landlord.
"Kids are fine, thank you, but I'm not here to discuss children. Your rent late this month, lady."
I know, I'm really struggling right now, Nikolai. I promise I'm trying so hard to find a job."
"Nikolai has given lots of chances, can only give so many chances. I understand life very hard, but might have to struggle at mom and dad house soon. Please pay rent."
He pointed at her and then walked away with a quick turn. Elle gently shut the door and then let out the breath she didn't realize she had been holding. She rested her back against the door and slowly slid to the floor, her face in her hands. Elle's head shook slowly in defeat as she created her lame Craigslist ad so she could potentially cover her rent. Wanted: roommate. Preferably not a murderer. Looking for someone to help cover rent and some possible companionship. As listed above, please do not reach out to me if you are a murderer. All inquiries can reach out to the following email, lrich124@icloud.com. Elle rolled her eyes at the pathetic ad and decided to delete all of it and give another try. All right, Elle. Maybe this time, don't be yourself.
Cool, fun girl looking for an equally cool and fun roommate. Just looking for someone to split rent and have a good time with. Totally email me if you think it would be cool. lrich124@icloud.com.
This one made Elle laugh out loud. It would be a huge letdown for whatever cute, preppy college girl responded to that. Okay, Elle. One last shot. Looking for a roommate. Honestly, just looking for someone to split rent with. Two-bedroom apartment, 1.5 bath, full kitchen, as well as a washer and dryer. Contact lrich124@icloud.com with any inquiries. Elle nodded her head and hit post without another thought. She went back to work on job hunting and eagerly scoured the internet for job opportunities. She quickly got bored and rose to her feet and decided a nap was in order. After her nap, she turned back to the living room and lazily checked her email. 5 responses already? She questioned loudly, moving the screen closer to her face. Only one of them ended up seeming to be a serious inquiry, and yikes, it was from a boy. Or at least she assumed it, since his email was olivermartin885@gmail.com. But Elle knew it was probably best not to assume things like that. She quickly responded to their email, and they just as quickly agreed to meet up for coffee to discuss the specifics, which really freaked Elle out. The next day came so quickly, Elle was convinced she was time traveling. The hands on her watch showed 2:15, which meant she had 30 minutes to get ready for her meeting with her potential roommate. Out of anxiety and of lack of self-confidence, Elle took time to make sure her makeup was done and her hair wasn't a massive mess. Right as the clock read 2:55, Elle was rushing her way out the front door and into her piecer of a car. Melvin was his name, and he had been the most consistent factor in Elle's life since she had graduated high school. Melvin was reliable. Melvin was always there for her when she needed to cry. Melvin didn't judge her when she ate 20 chicken nuggets by herself in 10 minutes. Melvin started with a cough and then sputtered to life. Elle threw the car into drive and took off down the street straight towards the coffee shop. She arrived with 5 minutes to spare and had to keep herself from sprinting into the shop like a freak. She calmly walked into the room and scanned the seated people. Oliver had said that they would be in a booth, but didn't specify which one. Embarrassed, she turned to leave when she heard a deep and assertive,
"Elle, over here."
She turned and nearly crapped her pants. "That can't be him. No. Oh, it can't be him." She thought to herself, blinking, and still saw this gorgeous man waving her over to his table. His dark brown eyes greeted her brightly as he waved her over. She made her way to the table and sat across from him, unable to utter a single word, which was rare for her. He flashed a bright smile at her and reached a large hand across the table to shake hers. She put her hand out and it was instantly encased inside of his long, slender fingers.
"I'm so glad to finally meet you."
He gave her hand a quick shake and then released it, grabbing his coffee cup slowly and bringing it to his full lips. Wait, she thought. They weren't too full. like a bad Botox, but they were just full enough that Elle could imagine kissing them for hours.
Is everything okay?
He asked, arching a beautiful brow in concern. His voice had a slight accent. Was it British?
No, maybe it was Australian. Elle wasn't an expert in accents. She decided to just move on.
Oh yeah, I am fine, sorry. I was just surprised you knew what I looked like. She shook her head quickly and pulled out the notebook that had a list of roommate requirements.
Right, sorry. I looked up your social media. Just wanted to be sure you weren't crazy or something, he explained sheepishly. She laughed out loud and without thinking said, that's only something you find out in person. And then felt her eyes widen when she realized she had actually just said that out loud.
Flustered, she opened up her notebook and tried to focus on the task at hand. Okay, so like I mentioned in the ad, there are 2 bedrooms, 1.5 bathrooms, and all the amenities. We park inside a parking garage, I have a small love seat and a beanbag chair as furniture. Oh, and when can I move in? He asked, cutting off all the other details.
Flustered, Elle flipped through her notes and shook her head. Don't you want to know house rules or like maybe our garbage day?
You can tell me all that after I move in, he shrugs, taking a sip of his coffee. I can cover any fees you need me to.
Could you pay this month's rent? She joked, laughing.
If I did, could I move in tomorrow?
Without thinking, Elle jumped to her conclusion.
Yeah, sure. Move in tomorrow.
She nodded, feeling momentarily confident in her decision.
Do you have any furniture?
Yeah, I've got some. Could I come by later today and take a look?
Yeah. I didn't really clean up because I expected you to move in like a week from now, at the earliest.
Oh, I don't mind a mess.
He shook his head, and his beautiful dark chocolate curls shook with it. She was getting lost in his olive-toned skin when, again, he stood up.
I'll come by around 7, okay?
Yeah, okay, she mumbled, still in the daze from fantasizing about being with him, and going on dates and all the other romantic, beautiful stuff.
He walked out the door with long, smooth strides that made her heart slam against her chest, and after a minute or so, she was snapped out of her daze by the sudden realization that he'd be arriving at her house in a matter of hours. She wasn't sure why he was in such a hurry to move in, but, I mean, it seemed like he literally couldn't wait another day, which was kind of weird. Elle sped home and ran to her apartment. She blindly flung every piece of trash and clothing items into her room while her heart raced with panic. Her panic increased when she looked in the kitchen and saw just how messy it was. There were month-old pasta stains on the counter, as well as dishes that hadn't been done in God knows how long. She began to furiously scrub dishes just an hour before Oliver was expected to arrive. After a lot of screaming, the house was finally in the best order it could be, especially knowing Elle and her cleaning habits. She decided to take that moment to breathe and attempt to get herself looking presentable. In a sudden moment of sadness, she realized he would more than likely see her every single morning with her ratty hair and runny makeup and her retainer that made her speak with a lisp. He'd be forced to see the ugliest side of her on the daily, which meant he would never be able to see her as anything more than his sloppy roommate. She didn't have very long to feel bad for herself before she heard knocking at the door.
Sorry I have so much stuff. I've accumulated a lot over the years,
Oliver said sheepishly as he and Elle lugged in a trunk that looked like it could have been on the Titanic. He hadn't stayed over very long the night before. He seemed like his mind was already made up, but he was just going through the necessary steps. She didn't even have time to offer him a glass of water before he was rushing off. She wondered if he was being evicted. Was that something she should have looked into? Was he running from the police? Oh God, would that make him an accomplice? Her mind began racing, but was jarred when Oliver dropped his end of the trunk. Do you collect old stuff or something? Elle asked, wiping the sweat pooling on her forehead. Everything he owned looked like it was from another century. She was willing to bet he was a history major in college.
You could say that, he mumbled back while striding out to his truck.
She followed him out inside with relief to see that he only had a few more boxes before he was completely moved in. She hefted a box all by herself in an effort to just get all of his old crap inside the house before Nikolai came over and asked if a grandpa was moving in. Nikolai had been encouraging her to get a roommate to cover rent, but she was sure that Nikolai would assume she had a sugar daddy moving in because of how old all this stuff was.
Thanks for helping me move in, Oliver chirped kindly as he started to set his stuff out.
As far as furniture had gone, he was kind enough to bring her a recliner and a chair that looked like it could have been inside the Gatsby mansion.
He also owned a flat-screen TV with an Xbox, multiple games, as well as Netflix and Hulu. So let me get this straight. You literally carry your stuff in luggage trunks, but you managed to buy a TV and an Xbox?
I have priorities, he shrugged, playfully smirking at her.
She couldn't help but let out a small laugh.
And I just have a taste for older things. Everything was made to last back in the day, he says in a sing-song voice as he walks into his room and begins to set up his various items.
By the way, he shouts from his room, I gave this month's rent to our landlord. He seems like a great fellow.
Oh, Nikolai?
Yeah, he's really nice. He honestly should have evicted me months ago, she mumbled, filling out yet another job application. With a loud sigh, Oliver joined her on the love seat, just inches from where she was sitting. She felt her muscles tighten in his presence and could sense small beads of sweat forming on her forehead. So, are you settled in already?
I'm just taking a quick break, he mumbled as he rested his head against the couch and closed his eyes.
After Elle was sure he was asleep, she turned her head and took a moment to fully take in his beautiful features. She would acknowledge she was having a twilight moment, but she also didn't care. This man seemed like he was from another time. Elle had never seen a man with so handsome. He was a Victorian type of beautiful. He could probably play Mr. Rochester in a recreation of Jane Eyre. She was having a hard time gathering her thoughts or even finding words to describe how beautiful he was. Such fine features. The way his dark brown hair curled softly around his ears and gently rested against the top of his forehead. His eyelids fluttered gently as he dreamed, and Elle found herself overwhelmed with jealousy at his beautiful eyelashes. He slowly stirred awake, and Elle began randomly typing to make it look like she hadn't just been creepily staring at him for the past 10 minutes. She heard him chuckle softly beside her and furrowed her brows.
It's cool that you can type with the screen turned off,
he teased, another hearty chuckle rising from his chest. Elle felt her face flush a shade of red and tried to turn away from him so that he couldn't see the embarrassment on her face. Still softly laughing, Oliver rose from the couch and walked into his room so that he could finish unpacking his stuff. Elle sat back in the couch and sighed softly. She felt like living with him was going to be nothing if not an adventure. And that is it for Chapter 1. Thank you so much for listening. Like I said, I am new to this, so please have a little bit of grace if I'm a little stuttery at parts. This is like my fifth take recording this, and I really want to get it out there so I can get my momentum going. But like I said, I appreciate you listening. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope you'll come back again for Chapter 2, which will probably be out in a week or so. Thanks. Bye.